Audio file, lesson 52. Holy baptism with water. Message. Through holy baptism with water, we become closer to God. The Bible text, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Now the story. Holy baptism with water. In the night, God sent Apostle Paul a vision. He saw a man from Greece pleading with him to come to Greece. Apostle Paul and his friends traveled by boat to the city of Philippi in Greece. Apostle Paul preached at the river where the Jews gathered to pray. Amongst the people was a successful woman named Lydia. She was a successful businesswoman. Lydia was a seller of purple, a very expensive red dye that was used to dye the garments of royalty. She was not Jewish, but she worshipped God. As she listened to Apostle Paul speak, God opened her heart to hear all that he had to say. Afterwards, Lydia and her entire household were baptized. Christian baptism was instituted after Christ's resurrection. The Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20. In the New Testament, entire households were baptized together. Reference can be found in Acts chapter 16, verses 33, and also in Acts chapter 16, verses 15. It is from this example that the Christian tradition of baptizing children has developed. In the New Apostolic Church, holy baptism with water is dispensed by priestly ministers who are commissioned by the apostles and with water consecrated in the name of the Triune God. The minister uses consecrated water to make the sign of the cross three times on the forehead of the person being baptized. While doing this, the minister says, "I baptize you in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Holy baptism with water ends one's life of remoteness from God and marks the beginning of a life in Christ. When an adult is baptized, they profess their faith and promise to align their lives with the will of God. When children are baptized, the parents or persons responsible for the religious upbringing of the children profess their faith on behalf of the children and vow to raise the baptized child in accordance with the gospel. Teachers, and above all parents, instruct the children in putting this into practice in their life of faith. Those who are baptized are entitled to partake in Holy Communion in the New Apostolic Church. Through holy baptism with water, an important change in the relationship between a human being and God occurs. We draw closer to God and become Christian. Holy baptism performed in the name of the Trinity unites all Christians. Suggestions for the teacher. As a lead-in, show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask the children how they may feel. Let some of the children play the holy baptism in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide the disguise of a minister, a baby doll, an altar, a chalice with water, and so on. Now begin telling the story. Discuss these with the children. You can ask questions like, "When was the Christian baptism instituted?" A good answer can be, "After Jesus' resurrection." "Who was baptized in Lydia's household?" A good answer could be, "Parents and children. Likewise, we do it today." What is different about someone after he or she is baptized? A possible answer? Holy baptism with water changes a person's relationship with God. And so on. Now, the real life application. What does the officiant do before the act of holy baptism? A good answer? He consecrates the water. What sign does he do? A good answer? He dips his finger into the water, makes the sign of the cross on the child's forehead 3 times. What does he say? An answer could be, he says, I baptize you in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What does God do through holy baptism? A good answer can be, we draw closer to God, we become a part of the Church of Christ. The original sin is washed away, and so on. Now repeat the message and have the children repeat it. Through holy baptism with water, we become closer to God.